For nearly 24 years, Indianapolis watched Rick Dawson report the news on TV. But suddenly, in 2010, his employer let him go.
He was a very genuine man, but he was not in the business of sharing his personal life with everybody, probably in great part because he was a public figure. He did not want people to know about other things we were struggling about.
Shannon Cagle Dawson, Dawson's widow, is a part-time producer at WFYI. She says her husband began battling anxiety after a family member developed a chronic illness. And when he lost his longtime job, he felt he'd also lost his purpose.
When you talk to people who are struggling to find employment, especially people over the age of 40 or 50, that's really a very looming issue for them.
She says he sought counseling briefly, but felt guilty for spending the money when the family wasn't even able to meet the bills.
It was agonizing for him. He felt like a failure. He felt like a failure on the family level. He felt like a failure on the financial level. And he felt like a failure on the productivity level, which was very, very close to his heart. He loved being a reporter. He really, really loved it. And not being able to do that absolutely crushed him.
Dawson eventually found work after 2 years of searching, but it didn't last long. That loss and the impending foreclosure of their home just added to his anxiety and depression. In September of 2013, 3 years after losing his TV job, Rick Dawson took his own life.
For months after Rick died, I was torn with the memories of everything that we had planned to do. I mean, we were together for close to 25 years, and we had wonderful experiences and had plans for other wonderful experiences, primarily involving our children, but other things that we wanted to do too.
Cagle Dawson says some people tell her suicide is selfish, but she resists that idea.
I don't feel that people who suffer from extreme depression and then take their own lives are being selfish. I think they're in agony. My husband was a magnificent writer. He was an excellent reporter. He was a great community member, and other people knew that. He couldn't see it in himself anymore, and that's what depression did to him.
Cagle Dawson says Rick didn't have to die, and that's why she's speaking out about depression in hopes her family's story can help lift the stigma of mental illness. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dinoon, Indianapolis.